This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda extends best wishes on the occasion of Ladi festival celebrated by Majhi community. Government implements integrated website management system and web monitoring system. And more than 100 people fear dead in shipwreck off Italy. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has said each cultural and religious festival in Nepal is unique and has highly contributed to the establishment and promotion of communal unity, harmony and goodwill. In his message of best wishes today on the occasion of Ladi festival, the cultural festival of the Majhi community, the Prime Minister said that Majhi people who are traditionally dependent on water for livelihood possess a special identity. Describing Nepal as the country with cultural, linguistic, religious and cultural pluralities, the Prime Minister said the traditional occupation of the Majhi people is vanishing due to infrastructure, hydropower and roadways development. In the message, the Prime Minister said the Majhi people celebrate the festival mainly worshipping the river and waters, and it further reinforces their respect for and relations with water. The Prime Minister Dahal further added that the incumbent government is committed to bring quality change in people's life. Candidates can withdraw their nominations today as part of the process of the presidential election to be held on March 9th. According to the Election Commission, candidates who want to withdraw their nominations can do so today, and there is a schedule to publish the final list of the candidates today itself. According to the Commission, the time has been fixed from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. today for the candidates who can withdraw their candidature. Nepali Congress leader Ramchandra Paudel and CPN-UML Vice President Sumas Nembang are candidates for the presidential election. No complaints and objections have been filed against both the candidates. For the presidential election, there are 882 voters, including 550 members of the federal parliament and 332 of the provincial assembly. Central member of the Nepali Congress and member of the parliament Pradeep Paudel has said that the Nepali Congress will participate in the government even before the presidential election. Speaking at a press conference organized by Press Union West Nabalparasi at Bhumai today, leader Paudel said that an agreement has been reached on the distribution of the ministries with the 8-party coalition. In response to the inquiries, leader Paudel mentioned that the Nepali Congress had made mistakes in its strategic plan at times, but now it will correct it and move forward. Doctors in Chitwan have successfully performed a complicated heart surgery on an infant. The dextro transposition of great arteries was performed on a 25-day-old baby of Bharatpur Metropolitan City 1. The heart operation, considered to be complicated on an infant, was carried out by a team led by Professor Dr. Anil Acharya, cardiothoracic and vascular surgeon at Chitwan Medical College Teaching Hospital. Although the treatment of heart diseases is free for children below 15 years and people above 75 years at Shahid Gangalal National Heart Center and Manmohan Cardiothoracic Vascular and Transplant Center, this facility is not available out of the Kathmandu Valley. The government has launched the Integrated Website Management System, IWMS, and Web Monitoring System. Communications and Information Technology Minister Rekha Sharma inaugurated the two systems amid a program organized at the ministry today. The Information Technology Department said the systems have been implemented in the departments under the ministry. Ministry Secretary Dr. Baikunta Arial, chiefs of the departments and officials of subordinate bodies were present at the system launching ceremony. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. A temple in the southern Indian state of Kerala has introduced a mechanical elephant to conduct its rituals. The initiative by authorities at a temple in Thirusar district is part of their pledge to stop using live animals for any festivities. The model was donated by People for Ethical Treatments of Animals, PETA, India. In a statement issued yesterday, PETA said that subjecting live animals to extreme loud noises during festivals was cruel and urged all the temples in the state to switch to lifelike mechanical elephants. According to the Indian Express newspaper, the elephant model donated by PETA is 11 feet tall, weighs 800 kilograms, and is made of an iron frame. There are fears more than 100 people, including children, have died after their boat sank off southern Italy. At least 63 migrants are confirmed to have died, with 12 children, including a baby, said to be among the victims. The vessel, thought to have carried some 200 people, broke apart while trying to land near Crotone on Sunday. On board the boat, which had set out from Turkey a few days earlier, were said to be people from Afghanistan, Pakistan, Somalia, Syria, Iraq, and Iran. Bodies were recovered from the beach at a nearby seaside resort in the Calabria region. The Coast Guard said 80 people had been found alive, including some who managed to reach the shore after the sinking, meaning many more remained unaccounted for. According to the monitoring groups, more than 20,000 people have died or gone missing at the sea in the central Mediterranean since 2014. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said the situation in the city of Bakhmut on the eastern front line is becoming more and more difficult. Russian forces have been trying to take the city for over 6 months. The Ukrainian leader's remarks came as the U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen warned China against arming Russia during a visit to Kiev yesterday. Some of the fiercest fighting to take place since Russia invaded Ukraine just over a year ago has taken place in Bakhmut in Ukraine's Donetsk region, part of which is under the control of Russia and its separatist allies. Speaking about the situation in his nightly address, President Zelensky said managing to gain a foothold in Bakhmut and ensuring its defense were being heavily compromised by Russia's renewed onslaught. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast one or two parts of the hilly areas in the country are predicted to have light rainfall coupled with lightning this afternoon, with the weather becoming generally cloudy. Light snowfall is likely in one or two parts of the high hilly and mountainous areas, but the rest of the areas of the country will have a clear weather in general. The westerly wind has its general impact, while there is still the influence of the local winds in the hilly areas, thus leading to this condition of the weather. The weather in the hilly areas will be partly cloudy tonight, and the rest of the parts of the country will have a fair weather in general. One or two parts in the hilly and mountainous parts of Province No. 1, Gandaki and Karnali provinces are predicted to witness light snowfall tonight. In view of the condition of the weather, the division has urged people and of the vulnerable parts to adopt caution. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 8.9 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature at 21.6 degrees Celsius with traces of rain. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda extends best wishes on the occasion of Ladi festival celebrated by Majhi community. Government implements integrated website management system and web monitoring system. And more than 100 people feared dead in shipwreck off Italy. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlinereadinepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.